And now more news from the area, this time dealing with local fundraising. And a Norwich woman encourages others to put on their trainers and up the tempo.
The free community running group Up the Tempo in Eaton Park, Norwich, has encouraged Diana Possel to regain a love of exercise as well as boosting her mental and physical health following the death of her husband. So now Diana is encouraging others to pull on their trainers. Up the Tempo is one of seven Run Together groups aimed at a variety of people and abilities in Norwich, established by England Athletics in January 2017. Mrs. Possel, a retired PE and dance teacher from Norwich, said, "For 3 years, I'd been going through the hardship of my husband's illness, death, and the aftermath of that. I felt I needed to break out of the four walls of my house, which had become a prison to me, having been thrown into the overwhelming task of clearing the house on my own." Her husband, Nigel, died in December 2015 from lung cancer, aged 65. Mrs. Possel, who has two grown-up children from her first marriage and three grandchildren, said, "Running in a group gives me a feeling of being safely enclosed with others around me and yet not smothered by people's focused attention or feeling claustrophobic, which can happen in crowded places. The friendships I've made, along with the fun and laughter of the camaraderie, has been incredible medicine."
Patients in hospital this Christmas are set to benefit from a charity appeal launched by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and the Norwich Evening News, which aims to give a gift to every inpatient in hospital on Christmas Day. The Send a Smile with Santa campaign is encouraging local people and businesses to donate gifts, with the aim of collecting more than 1,000 presents for patients. A number of businesses have already pledged their support by acting as collection points for gifts around the county. While many people will be lucky enough to celebrate at home with their families this year, some will be spending their Christmas Day in hospital. Emma McKay, Director of Nursing, said, "We do all we can to help as many children and adults as possible spend Christmas at home, but sometimes patients are too poorly and have to remain in hospital during the Christmas period. Our staff work hard to make Christmas a happy time for patients and families, but to make it extra special, we would be so grateful to the public if they were to help our campaign by donating gifts. We're determined that our patients do not miss out on the magic of Christmas simply because they are in hospital. The public can drop off presents at main NNUH reception desks and at the Archant building on Rouen Road in Norwich. Gifts can also be donated at various NatWest branches along the county, as well as their mobile facility, Branch Nelson. In Norwich, the Castle Mall and Norwich Railway Station will also have collection points.
A mother of two will be attempting a mammoth charity swim in memory of a friend's baby who died from an inherited disease. Jo Warham from Braden Drive in Old Cossey is raising money for the Cystic Fibrosis Trust on November the 11th by swimming 10,000 metres at the London Aquatic Centre on the Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park. Mrs. Warham, who has an 11-year-old boy and a 10-year-old girl, has to complete the challenge in the 50-metre pool within 5 hours. She's supporting the Cystic Fibrosis Trust because her friend's 8-month-old daughter, Molly Snelling, who was born in 2001, died from a genetic disorder. Mrs. Warham, who works 2 days a week for a lettings agency, said, "Molly would have been 16 this year. I know she was eagerly anticipated, and it was unknown that her parents were carriers of the cystic fibrosis gene. It was a real shock when she was diagnosed, and the disease snowballed quickly. Molly had a severe condition. It was a roller coaster journey for her family." Molly was cared for at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, Birmingham Children's Hospital, and East Anglia's Children's Hospices.
BBC Radio Norfolk's Treasure Quest team will be taking to the stage for the 9th successive year in aid of children in need. The first show in 2009 was intended to be a one-off. However, due to the popularity of the event and the amount of money raised, the team have returned to the Playhouse in Norwich every year since. The show itself has evolved and diversified over the years, and audiences can expect everything from panel show games and quizzes to sketches, challenges, singing and amateur dramatics. David Whiteley of Look East and Inside Out and Sophie Little of BBC Introducing and Radio 1 will be joined by the rest of the Sunday Morning Treasure Quest team and special guests such as Pudsey Bear. Paul Hayes, producer of Treasure Quest, has always enjoyed the charitable tradition, and he said, "It's always really great fun, and it's nice because it's an opportunity for us to meet our audience and for them to meet us. Unlike with a lot of other radio shows, when they go into a theatre and just record a radio show with an audience, this show is actually designed specifically as a stage show. So while we will record the show and broadcast some bits, it is definitely best to come along for the full experience." Treasure Quest Live will consist of two performances, a matinee at 3:30 p.m. and an evening show at 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, November the 11th. Tickets are priced at £13.50, with a minimum of £5 from each ticket sold going to children in need. To purchase your ticket, visit norwichplayhouse.co.uk or you can call 01603 598 598 or buy them in person from the Norwich Theatre Royal box office.